Smart litigators find winning arguments faster with Bloomberg Law. Our market-leading docket coverage has AI-driven search and analytics, customized alerts, and expanded state court coverage. And that's not all. Visit pro.bloomberglaw.com for everything you need to win.
Do you want to find out just how much your employees celebrated 420 this weekend? You might want to hold off before you start making them all take drug tests. On today's episode, we get into the interaction of cannabis and employment law, and why nowadays drug testing may not even be worth the hassle. In 2024, laws around employment and marijuana are super confusing. The drug remains illegal on the federal level, but legal for recreation in around half of the states. So can an employer fire an employee if they fail a drug test in a state where marijuana is legal? To find out, I turned to the attorney, Sean Mack, and he gave me an answer that was very attorney-ish.
The answer may be yes or no. It's
If anyone would know the answer to this question, you'd think it would be Mack. He's a partner at the New Jersey firm Pashman Stein, where he's a co-chair of its cannabis and hemp practice. And beyond that, he actually helped draft the legislation that led to marijuana becoming legal in New Jersey in 2021. So when I wanted to find out how the legalization movement has changed employment law and how employee drug testing works now that nearly half the states have passed legalization measures, I thought Mack would be a good person to talk to. And he was. But he wasn't able to give me a lot of certainty on the issue. For example, Mack said in his state of New Jersey, a failed drug test by itself isn't enough to fire someone.
That alone is not enough. If you're going to use marijuana after hours, it's going to show up in a drug test, you know, a day, a couple of days later, whatever it is. That alone is not sufficient basis to terminate you. It's really geared toward, you know, you can only terminate it if you're impaired on the job, is really what New Jersey and other states are trying to do with the way they've crafted their laws.
Impairment is the key word there, because make no mistake, Mack says, even in states where pot is fully legal,
you can't use marijuana on the job.
So just to reiterate, if you see your employee smoking weed at work, yes, you can fire them. But that's sort of obvious. What's really uncertain and what we're focusing on today are failed drug tests. And Mack says this is a really tricky area to wade into. As we just mentioned, some states like New Jersey have language in their marijuana legalization laws that forbid the termination of an employee solely because they failed a marijuana drug test. But Mack says even if you're not in one of these states, there are other serious landmines employers can step on.
And then you get into issues with, you know, in some states where you may have medical marijuana only. And so now you have the potential issue where, okay, they failed a drug test, so I think I can fire them. But if they're using medical marijuana, that probably means they have some sort of disability. And I could violate the state's disability laws by firing this person for taking their medicine.
But it's also important to note there are exceptions to this rule. Companies in certain industries are required by law to drug test their employees. This includes companies with certain federal contracts because, let's not forget, marijuana is still illegal at the federal level. Mack says nearly every state that's legalized marijuana has a carve-out for these industries that says it's okay for them to fire employees who fail drug tests.
There are certain industries, certain job functions, you know, companies that have, you know, federal contracts. Or a lot of transportation industry, safety industries. Even though marijuana may have been legal in those states, in most states, the laws still carve out exceptions and say, look, if your employee tests positive for marijuana, it's going to cause you a problem with your federal contract, you can fire that person.
Okay, but with all that being said, Mack says that for companies that don't absolutely need to do random drug testing for some reason, it's honestly, at this point, probably simpler from an employment law perspective to just not.
There's a lot of uncertainty. If an employer who, you know, doesn't really have safety concerns would seriously be thinking about changing my policy on this.
But this is all general advice. Let's get into the specifics and, specifically, look at a case that demonstrates some of the risks employers now face when they fire someone for failing a drug test. Murray Fisher was a technician at the company Airgas in Ohio when, in 2019, he was diagnosed with liver cancer. To manage the pain and nausea from his treatments, he started taking a hemp-based product, which was legal in Ohio as of 2019. but this caused him to fail a random drug test, and even though Fisher told Airgas he was just taking the hemp and it was a false positive, they fired him anyway. Fisher then sued Airgas in state court in Ohio, the suit was moved to federal court, and a federal judge tossed his case, citing something called the honest belief rule. This is an employment principle that Max says gives employers some leeway if they fire someone for reasons that later turn out to be bogus.
The employer honestly believes that you've done something wrong, that's permissible. It's not like a pretext then.
However, then things got interesting. Fisher appealed this decision to the Sixth Circuit, and earlier this year, it ruled in his favor. A three-judge panel there unanimously found that Airgas cannot rely on the honest belief rule because it didn't even attempt to look into Fisher's explanation for the failed test. Here's Max's summation of the ruling.
But in this situation, your employee told you what happened, and you did nothing to follow up on that. You didn't even bother asking the testing company. You just relied on your initial assumption, and now you can no longer rely on this honest belief rule. This case really says, you know, if your employee responds and gives you a valid alternative explanation, you better investigate it or take that lead from your employee.
Fisher unfortunately died last year, but his case is continuing posthumously. It was remanded back down to the lower court, and a new trial was scheduled for November of this year. We reached out to Airgas to comment on this litigation, but it didn't respond in time for this episode. Overall, Max says the Fisher case is important not just because it could establish new burdens on employers who drug test. It also shows that judges, even federal judges, are willing to weigh different factors when dealing with marijuana cases and not just dismiss them out of hand due to the drug's status at the federal level.
There's beginning to be more case law. It is definitely developing. I would say most of the federal judges, the decisions that have come down, really, you know, they're not turning solely on the fact that it is federally illegal. Even the federal judges are really trying to deal with these issues. How do we protect employees' rights and the employer's rights, and trying to come with, you know, principled reasons for what they're doing.
But of course, case law moves at a snail's pace. So ultimately, if you're an employer and you want to keep your legal spend down, maybe it's best to just let your employees have their 420 fun and don't ask too many questions.
It's particularly difficult because you can't have just one set of policies across different states. So the bad news for employers is at this point, it's very difficult for lawyers to give you concrete answers on a lot of these questions. The good news for lawyers is we're going to be busy if you practice in this area for a while.
And we'll leave it there. That was Sean Mack, a partner at the firm Pashman Stein, who works on cannabis law. Today's episode of On the Merits was produced by myself, David Schultz. Our editor today with producer is Josh Block. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Finding relevant docket filings is crucial to winning your case. That's why Bloomberg Law is here to help you pinpoint winning arguments faster than before. Our best-in-class docket coverage just got better with enhanced AI-driven search and analytics, lightning-fast customized alerts, and expanded state court coverage. And we've substantially increased our litigation news coverage, so you'll never miss a beat. Don't miss the tools smart litigators rely on. Visit pro.bloomberglaw.com today and get everything you need to secure big wins.